Welcome to Questions About Heaven, a podcast about giving Bible answers to our questions about the afterlife with God. Each week, we seek to answer real-life questions with biblical answers about the life beyond this world. Now, here's your host, Brad Zockel.
Well, a wonderful good afternoon to you. This is Brad Zockel. I'm with the Heaven Tour Ministry. And this is the Questions About Heaven podcast. Great to talk with you. I really appreciate you taking the time for this special Resurrection Weekend edition of our Questions About Heaven. This has been a magnificent week we have been going through on the live streams on the different social media platforms in which I teach. We've been going through the different days of the week in what's called the Passion Week or the Holy Week. And now we are here on Good Friday. And this is a very, very special time. Why would you call it good? Now, some will call it Black Friday or Holy Friday. But for the most part, many people call it Good Friday. Why? Because the ultimate sacrifice was achieved for us. Jesus Christ went to the cross, and it has been, throughout the Scriptures, predicted. It has been something that has been hoped for through the generations. And then we read in the Gospels, the biographical accounts of Jesus. It was willingly done. Amazing, amazing. What we're going to do today is, after a few announcements, we're going to talk about the prophecies that were fulfilled whenever Christ went to the cross. We are going to talk about the resurrection, indeed, later on during the course of this weekend. I'm going to actually do some more podcasting over the weekend for that. But I do want you to see the wonderful, wonderful fulfillment of the prophecies through the Scriptures on what was predicted, what the Messiah would have to do to qualify, and what Jesus, the Messiah, actually did. So I want to thank you so much for your prayers, your encouragement with our ministry. It's amazing within these past 2 years, the places that the Lord has allowed our ministry to go. We have been speaking around the world, really, when we talk about our ministry electronically. The technology has allowed us, and just by my memory here, I don't have notes in front of me, but by my memory, within the past week, those that have been on live streams and have checked in with us and said hello, and here's where we're from, we have from the Netherlands, we have Ireland checking in, England, the UK, a regular attender on one of the social media platforms from the UK, Indonesia, we have had South Africa, my word, Germany, if I can remember right, well, of course, Canada, and we just reach around the world with this podcast and broadcast. Our live streams have been reaching people in places I never imagined and I probably will never visit. It has been such a joy. And now the Lord has opened up the door for me to physically, within the States, to go around and speak face-to-face. And that has included Alabama, Mississippi, Texas, Delaware, Maryland, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and in this next week, North Carolina, my word, it has been all over California, Arizona, Colorado. And so coming up here, would you pray about this? I'm going to be heading out my second route. We call them circuits. I'm actually a circuit riding preacher, if you want to put it that way, in the parlance of the old days, at the early days of our country, when there would be circuit riding preachers going around speaking at different venues, and that's what I like doing. My second circuit now will start in about a week, and I will be on April 7th. I will be in Tremont, Mississippi at Mount Methodist Church, and then going across the state line over to Hamilton, Alabama, and the believers there have rented out a meeting space at a building slash restaurant called The Molly. M-O-L-L-Y. If you look it up on your GPS, you'll be able to find that place, and that's going to be in the afternoon. On April 7th, I will be there in the morning time. I will be over in Tremont, Mississippi. The next week, we are renting out a business meeting place over at the Holiday Inn Express Business Meeting Room, and that is in Mount Airy, North Carolina. And if you're able to make it over there, if you will RSVP so we know how much food to bring, doesn't cost you a cent, you know that. It's going to be we're going to just take the time in the morning time, have the initial Heaven is Home conference at 10 o'clock, talking about the condition of the believer, what is heaven like, what will our bodies be like, are there rewards, what is God really like in heaven, And then we're going to have our lunch, lay out the pizzas, and then go to a Q&A session. So if you'd like to come, there is no cost. It's at the Holiday Inn Express. That is in Mount Airy, North Carolina. It is all free. Love you to come. RSVP and my brother Brent from Zocco Pottery has a special gift for you. Now, it doesn't cost you anything either. It's just to give us an idea of how many people to expect. Then on the 28th of April, I will be in Grand Junction, Colorado for the weekend, 27th and 28th, and we'll let you know the venue there. Miss Amy, our coordinator out in Colorado, will give us more specifics later on. If you'd like to know some more about our ministry or else have something to read, we have two books on Amazon, Heaven, The Adventure Begins, and What is Heaven All About? You can find those there, and any purchase will help us in our ministry, as well as if you went to Zocco Pottery and bought one of our Heaven Tour mugs, then a portion of that helps me with my transportation costs. We're looking here at the wonderful day, this amazing day. This is where Jesus has gone to the cross willingly. He has been led there, as Isaiah 53, like a lamb led to the slaughter. He didn't have to be driven. He didn't have to be forced or coerced. He went willingly. It's an amazing phrase there. And what does he do? He dies once for all. Now, this is very important as we go into the different prophecies. But look at this, these prophecies, and also write these down when we talk about where they are predicted and then when they come to fruition. But always remember this. This was one act to make the penalty of sin be defeated, that this would overcome, that we could be justified as we come to Christ for believers. 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 18 says, Christ suffered once for the sins for all time, the just, meaning him, for the unjust, meaning me and you. Hebrews 10 and verse 10, Jesus' offering, this offering for Jesus was once for all. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 12, this was one sacrifice for these sins forever. Jump back a chapter. You have Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 28. He was offered once to bear the sins for many. Now, when it says that, it means whoever will may come, whoever calls upon him, whoever gives their life to him. Romans 10, 13 says that. You have to go and take the invitation. Just as if a gift was being handed to you, you have to go across the room and receive that. If you don't, it's not going to be accepted. It will just be there. And so the gift is being made possible. Romans 6 and verse 10, he died to sin once for all. Meaning this, this one time takes care of that penalty of sin. And then as we come to him and we're in his family, then as we are serving him, there are going to be times when we fall and fail. There are going to be. Peter did it. We saw that Paul talks about the battle, Romans chapter 7, in his body. We see the great people of faith, Abraham, Moses, David, who failed but came back into the fold of the Lord because in their faith, as it says in Hebrews 11 with Abraham, he believed it was counted to him for righteousness. As we fail and we fall, 1 John 1, 9, if we confess those sins, that's to the believer, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So when we see this on Good Friday, why is it called good? Because of what has happened for us, that we can find this salvation. When we look at the scriptures and the prophecies, we go back to Psalm 22, verse 18, and it tells us that they parted my garments in the spirit of prophecy in 1000 BC. The prophetic passage says, as I'm on the cross, calling out, verse 1, my God, why have you forsaken me? And it tells us in verse 16 that they pierced my hands and my feet. Then verse 18, they parted my garments. Well, we remember in John chapter 19, verses 23 and 24, that's exactly what the soldiers did. In a negotiation for the belongings of the condemned, they looked at this seamless robe and they gambled on it rather than tear it into pieces. They parted the garments, they looked at them, they were gambling on them down there. They moved them apart. John chapter 19 fulfills Psalm 22. Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 10. They will look upon me whom they have pierced. At the time that Zechariah is writing this, there was no such thing as piercing in the form of capital punishment. Capital punishment was by stoning, hanging, or beheading. It says pierced, and that may have puzzled those that were writing this down and transcribing it, but we see in John chapter 19, verse 34 through 37, this is exactly what they had done. They pierced him, his hands and his feet, and indeed in his side, they were pierced. We also know when we see the very rich prophetic passage in Isaiah chapter 53, verses 7 and 9, during the course of the narrative in Matthew chapter 27, we see that Pilate is asking questions and letting Jesus know, listen, you work with me, we can kind of work our way out of this, and Jesus would not answer him. This is in fulfillment of Isaiah 53 and verse 7. He opened not his mouth. Pilate was indeed shocked because of this. But then you look also within the same chapter, when it's fulfilled, Matthew 27, verses 57 through 60 tell us that there were malefactors, thieves there in this grouping of the condemned. Jesus is there with them between two of these lawbreakers. Well, when we see this, we know that he is going to be numbered. Mark 15, 27 through 28 tell us that. Mark 15, 27 through 28. Isaiah 53, 12 says he's numbered with the transgressors. Now we go to verse 9 of Isaiah 53, still within this prophetic rich chapter. And it says, he was buried with the rich man in his death. That is fulfilled in Matthew chapter 27, verses 57 through 60. He was with a rich man in his death. Joseph of Arimathea gave the tomb for the burial there. We remember this, that this was not a warring in which Jesus was overcome by the enemy. He was betrayed by one of the 12, Judas Iscariot, a disciple, a friend. This is in fulfillment of Psalm 55 and verse 12, when it tells you that, I might be able to handle if an enemy was coming along, but I had a friend betray me. And you will find this fulfilled if you go back to Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26, verses 49 and 50. And I'm sure you're familiar when Judas, we think of it in Luke 22 and 23. Judas says, listen, I can bring him over to you immediately. We can have this all taken care of. I need a payment. And then that's in fulfillment of Zechariah 11 and verse 12, the payment of the 30 pieces of silver. I always find this a most heartbreaking passage. Nevertheless, it fulfills the prophecy when you go to Psalm 55 and verse 12. And then listen to this. For it is not an enemy who taunts me, then I could bear it. It is not an adversary who deals insolent with me, that I could hide from him. Verse 13. But it is you, a man, my equal, my companion, my familiar friend. We used to take sweet counsel together within God's house. We walked in the throng. Isn't that heartbreaking? It's a friend that had given me away on it. That's a fulfillment of prophecy as well. And of course, we know in Isaiah 50, it tells us in a description of the beatings up to the crucifixion, my back I gave for them to strike, my cheeks they plucked out my beard, my face was given over to their spitting. Well, Matthew chapter 27 and verse 30 tells us, they spat on him, they beat him. Isaiah 50 and verse 6 has been fulfilled too. And then, we see, there are so many prophecies. Let me give you one more in the time that we have. Psalm 69 and verse 21 is fulfilled in John 19, verses 28 and 29, when, as Jesus is dying of dehydration as part of his death, his physical giving up everything, they're going to give him a mixture of gall and vinegar that's predicted in Psalm 69 and verse 21. They will give this to me. Amazing of these prophecies that are fulfilled. If you would like to read the four Gospels and the four accounts of his crucifixion, then you would read in Matthew 27, Mark 15, Luke 23, and John 19. Replay this podcast and listen to the wonder of the supernatural fulfillment of these many prophecies and many more in the crucifixion. And rejoice on this Good Friday. Oh, we'll be talking about the resurrection. but right now willingly going. This was not just a romantic type of man dying for what he believes in. This is Jesus willingly going to the cross to pay for our sins. And in accepting that and living for him, as it says in John 10, verses 27 through 30, my sheep hear my voice. Why? Because I know them, because they follow me. For followers of Christ, followers of him, this will lead us as he is the way, John 14, 6, all the way to heaven. God bless you. You take care. Hope this is a blessing to you. And Lord willing, we'll talk soon.
Thank you for listening to Questions About Heaven with Brad Zockel. The Heaven Tour Ministry is traveling across the country and speaking on the Bible truths about our eternal home with God. You can find out more about our ministry by visiting our website at www.theheaventour.com. If you'd like to partner with us, receive our newsletter, or donate to our ministry, please go to our website at theheaventour.com. Look for the Heaven Tour Ministry on Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube. Thank you, and God bless you greatly.